Representative Terrio, then Representative Kerry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess basically just sitting here again on this Sears Island issue, I'm with Representative Hogan. I'm somewhat confused. I voted a certain way, and I did that in good faith because I felt that that was the right way to go, simply because, if I remember correctly, what we were looking for was the permitting issue before we went elsewhere or before we went forward. I mean, what does it take to get the permit, or am I naive in this? Yes, I definitely sat here and voted this way for the betterment, I felt, for the state of Maine. I'm confused. I mean, you know, what are we supposed to be doing now? I mean, I understand what's here, but I don't see anything there that says this will happen, what you guys tried to do. And I understand, and I have faith in your thinking. But I'm, you know, I'm still thinking out loud, off the cuff here. Where are we going?
Mm-hmm. I will just say, you asked what does it take to get a permit. A permit is an incredibly complex a permit for a port development is incredibly complex. You can't get one unless there's an active proposal to have one. And what we're trying to do with this is seek out active proposals from some global community, some global business, to invest in Sears Island and to now start that permitting process through the Army Corps of Engineers and all of the other studies that have to go along with it, environmental impact, blah, 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 blah. A lot of that stuff has been done, but not all of it. And so what we're trying to do is get people to identify themselves who are interested, and that's really where we are with this piece.